Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see you, your light, your brightness, your divine presence, your energy. You've had so much downloads and information and rearrangement today. Yes, you do each look like you're stoned. You see, because that sometimes causes the eyes to get red, sometimes causes the brain to swell, will expand your skull so it will not hurt anymore. Understand and know that you each are a channel of spirit. You each carry that vibrational frequency of love, light, and your soul is so excited. Your guides are so excited that you are here, that you are becoming all that you are. No matter what you experience today, it will go up from here. It will expand from here. You may not always channel like us, and you may not ever sound like we do. To some, that is a good thing. And to some, they want to channel us. And it's like, we selected the vessel Marilyn. And we all, though, are with you. Anytime you need us, all you have to do is ask. And we will be right there. We have met you now. And now we are a part of you. And we are so honored by your presence in that part of you. Because with that energy, we activate you. And as we activate you, we activate your energy, your soul, to know that all those doubts, just stop it. Just let go of them and honor yourself. And bringing yourself in to that vibration, know that you open your crown to speak clearly. And as you do, the universe comes in and speaks with you. And it starts rearranging itself to accommodate you. Huh? What do you want? What do you choose? The universe will say yes. And that is you. You say yes to you as well. Huh? So now it is time to say yes all the time. Every opportunity, take a deep breath and say, is this it? Yes? No. Is this resistance? Yes? No. Let all that old resistance go and trust your guidance and allow that blockage that you believe that you have to just get off of it. To just get away and connect with you in a new way. Be not afraid of judgment of others. Be not afraid of what anyone will say. We are opening your chakra. We're opening your soul. We're opening your heart. Know that you don't have all the answers, but you certainly have all the questions. And know that those questions are what makes the difference. And with those questions that are making the difference, your illumination is coming in stronger and stronger. You know that you're a part of this planet Earth now, but you're not from here. And with that energy, not from the Earth, you may not be from this country, we do not know, but you're not from this Earth. You are Syrian. Yes, yes, you. Surprise. We're not talking to, she's Pleiadian. We're talking to you. And understand that when you get that Syrian energy, you may have the opportunity to build things, you may have the opportunity to create things. And in that energy of creation, you are indeed awakening to a whole new level. How will the world be able to take it? In wonderful ways. That is how they will. So trust that energy. And as you trust that energy, know that that vibration is coming through with love and light and joy and experience and wisdom. Now, she's Syrian, you are Pleiadian through and through. You know this, yes? Aha, yes you do. Very good. And with that Pleiadian energy, know that you get the opportunity to help others and yourself learn a bit about love. Huh? And communicate about that. For with that energy, you're like, I'm not sure what she's talking about there. Where am I from? Oh, Texas. No, that is another country. Huh? And as you envision all those questions in your brain, all those painful experiences, breathe. All that old energy, gone. Yes, and now you are clear and free to step forward and make your own choices. Huh? And that is truly what it is all about, is making those choices, because those choices, as you are coming through, will anchor the energy of love and laughter right within you, to know and understand that that vibration is connecting. And with that vibrational connection, breathe. You are who you are for a reason. You are shifting the consciousness of this planet. Maybe one person at a time, but still shifting the consciousness. So honor that. And as that comes through, breathe into that energy and anchor that energy of love as we activate even your root chakra, your feet here. So trust that energy. Trust who you are. We know you know who you are. We know you're learning more and more about who you are. Breathe in deeply, dearest. You are youthening. Yes, yes, you are youthening. And to know that all is coming your way, but you must say yes and let go of those old paradigms. Yes. Let go of that old energy. We know they just sneak in and you argue with them. And you say, get back on out of here. Instead, feel that vibration of the present world right here in your heart. Because that is real. We get to activate your feet chakra too. Ah. With that energy and that vibration as it is coming through, know that you are vibrationally connected to this planet. You are part of the Egyptian past. Have you been to Egypt?
No.
Not in this lifetime.
Okay.
Yes. And as you go, know that something will awaken in your soul. And as it awakens in your soul, the energy is coming through stronger and stronger. As you speak, that vibration of your voice activates the timbre and chakras in those that listen. So trust that energy, huh? Yes. And you will be swimming with dolphins in a week, huh? Yes. You know you are a part of Atlantis. You were Lemurian, of course, but you are part of Atlantis. So when you connect with the dolphin energy, you will recognize a part of your soul that was part dolphin. Very first here. That is where you recognize the vessel Marilyn. She was as well. So in that capacity, when you get in the water, there may be an initial panic. Because you will remember some things that maybe you don't want to remember. Breathe through them. Breathe through that energy. For they are activating your soul, those dolphins. Huh? Yes, yes, thank you. Ah. Dearest Divine Ed the Composer. Yes. And Conductor. Understand that you are moving to a new level of your composing. You are moving to a new level of your songwriting. Get your brain out of the way. Record everything. And if you don't have the program that takes the recording and just puts it immediately down on paper, get it. For with that energy, we feel you. We don't even know what your instruments are, but we feel you bringing in a new vibration in music that shifts the consciousness, a new vibration in you that shifts your consciousness. You understand what we say? Excellent. So then we'll all be buying his recordings next, huh? Ah, dearest being of light, you carry with you such knowledge, such wisdom, that we believe that you don't even recognize it, because you always push it off. Every time someone says to you, well, that was really smart, that was really good, you play it off as though it was someone else. It is not. It is you. Trust you. Trust your information. Know that you are moving into that level of communication. Trust that energy as it is coming in. And it will come through your throat. We remove that blockage too. Is that all right? Good. We are too late if not. You are a clear channel. You are working at this. Don't work so hard at it. Just allow it to be. Allow the energy to flow into you and through you. And as it flows into you and through you, miracles happen. That is who you are. Breathe. Very powerful, huh? So know that you are Little Miss Sunshine. You've been called that many times, huh? Yes. With that energy of the sunshine always connecting, always in that joy, we know what is it is covering. Breathe. You are a divine spirit of light. It is time for you to recognize you. It's time for you to be you. And trust that you're not always in service of others, but you are in service of you. You understand what we say? Excellent. But you are also sunshine. And the moon. And the dark. And the light. Is both, huh? Okay. Well, hello, hun. Nice to see you. We've never been called hun before. How fun is that?
Good to see you.
Yes, good to see you again as well. As you understand this energy, this vibration, this connection, know that you are a clear channel as well. It is time for you to step forward into that energy, to acknowledge you and others, to trust you and others. We know that is always an adventure for you to trust others, but you are getting better at it. And for that, we congratulate you. And you are opening the energy for the masculine. So congratulations for that, eh? And we are honored by that. Ah, hon. We love that. Ah, dearest being of light. You've had so many lives, so much energy, so much information. And it's like, where does one start? Right here, today. It's the first day, and then tomorrow is the second, and the next day is the third. So as you are breathing into you, honor that energy, honor that focus, and trust. Trust it is perfect, huh? Ha ha! It's Ralph. Yes, we go way back, eh? Yes. Yes, understand that this can distract you. We are working on it daily. We are allowing it to heal and release. And to know that you are moving into a divine vibrational frequency. And we honor that. That you are acknowledging a new energy coming into your life. A new presence. It will be a powerful one. And trust that your communication in the same way that you used to communicate is different. So understand that to be ready for the different things, huh? Yes. Yes. Ah. Dearest being of light, who was clarifying your homeland for your practice partner, huh? Trust who you are. Trust that light. Know that you bring with you a new vibration in your heart, that in that energy you experience that focus. And it is time to have more fun. You're very serious, you know. Are you ready to have fun? If not, come play with us. We have fun all the time, huh? Breathe into that. That is better. We don't know why. When we come before people, they just stop breathing sometimes. Hello, dearest divine.
Hello.
Being of light that you are.
Thank you.
Yes, you are shifting consciousness. Are you aware of that?
Not really.
Well, now you are. Wherever you go, it is like you bump those little sleighs, those little things that are in your way, out of the way. Yes. You are what we would call a status quo destabilizer. So wherever you go, you sort of cause a little rift, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes. That is in divine order.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, because the energy needs to be shaken up just a bit. And you're a pretty good shaker. So trust that energy and trust that information. And your divine clarity will come through. Huh?
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Ah, Miss Red Hat Lady. You know, our vessel Marilyn used to do in her former lifetime, in this lifetime, conferences for Red Hat Ladies. Just been talking to the joy about it again, an enlightened one, huh? Know that you are enlightened. You are moving towards even more enlightenment. You are peaceful. You are clear. You are honoring your own health. Be aware you're a bit dehydrated. You must drink more water and start focusing on a metal detoxification, heavy metal detoxification. You can Google that, or you can ask the Joy. She's the picture of health, and she can help with that, because that energy, you've got a lot of jobs to do here, and that energy is blocking you right here. So we're going to just shift that out. Pretty exciting when they run down the hall, huh? Ah. Dearest divine being of light, you are shifting by the moment. Do you know this? Every single time you feel that old energy come through, stop. Take a deep breath. Breathe into the new you, the new vibration, which is not new, but it is truly you. For you understand that your energy carries so much information that the planet can't possibly hold it all. Because you carry galactic information. You carry encodements in the cells of your body. Take a deep breath. So you may begin writing these encodements down That will be a power-filled thing. Don't let your brain get in the way. Allow them to just come through like automatic writing. Trust that. Ah, oh, I love it. We separate, make lots of room. Ah, as you understand, you are a part of the new masculine energy. You are part of that vibration. Breathe. You're very clear, channel. We hear you. No, change your bracelet. You don't have a bracelet on. Oh, this purple one will look great on you, huh? You see, when you deny that, and you think, oh, I'll brush that off, it denies who you are. You are very clear. You are indigo. You know this, yes? Yes. Now you know. You get all the information coming at you from many different directions. And sometimes it is like, I just want to be quiet. Yes? So trust. You even have seeing eyes on your chest. How perfect is that? Trust who you are. You are moving forward. You have some very good teachers here. And they have a very good teacher within you. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So trust that energy and know that that vibration is coming in greater ways than what you even thought possible. And as it does, the clarification of energy comes through with brilliance. Ah, nice. Ah, very nice. So as you connect to you, in the next year, you will feel a brushing away of all of those old patterns, all of those old energies. You may even, you know, sort of brush out your auric field every once in a while. You can do it with a feather, or you can do it with anything. In the olden days, you had to use a feather. Now, use your hairbrush. We don't care. Intention is everything. And it is a power-filled energy. And this lapis, is this lapis? You might get a lapis and put it right there while you sleep. It will clear up that fog that you're feeling sometimes, huh? Yes. And you who believe that you might go to sleep, you don't. You go very interdimensional. Your dimension is very powerful. You're also Pleiadian and Arcturian. And that means that you get the opportunity to understand that love vibration a little more clearly. You're a part of the new masculine energy. And you're moving forward in new ways. Huh? So trust that energy. Trust the vibration and connect heart to heart with those you encounter. Huh? Okay. Yes. Ah, the brilliance. The illumination, the light, the energy that flows through you is very powerful. So trust that focus. Align your meridians. Align your energy. And as you do, you say yes to you. Yes to you. You said yes to you this weekend. Yes. And look at what the changes that are occurring. You won't even know for another 6 months to a year. And you will look back at this time and say, well, that was a pretty good investment. Yes. And as you understand that, you will shift the energy as a channel. Powerful one. Oop. We get to activate your foot. Second time we've activated your foot, huh? Ah, interesting. Well, we'll just do the other one too. Very nice. Whew. Ah, and you who would love to be invisible, you're not. surprise. We see you. Breathe. It's too late. You cannot be invisible any longer. We know that's what you have tried to choose. And we know that it stems from when you were even in the womb. But now, you get to stretch your heart. Breathe. You get to stretch your soul and anchor that energy of power that we know is there within yourself, because we are in there with you. Is that all right? That is good, because it would be too late, because we will do it anyway. You can call upon us anytime. It is not like Beetlejuice, where you have to say the name three times. Once works. Understand? Ah. Dearest, dearest divine being of light, that no matter what is happening is always appearing to be happy and joyful and easy. And it's been a little rough lately, eh? So understand that this is a reminder to slow down and care for yourself. This is a reminder that you do not have to do it all. This is a reminder that you can do for you. Even though you are mother of the universe, you still get the opportunity to do for you. And trust that vibration. Yes. Yes, because with that energy, with that intention, with that vibration, you get the opportunity to also realize that you are not mother or CEO of the entire universe. Huh? We know it surprises you sometimes. Yes, but you are not. You have that intention of breathing forth to be that clear channel. I remind you to do the soul work. We know you do. We know you're letting go of old patterns right and left, like you let go of that one sock that no longer has a pair. Huh? That is what you are doing in this next year. In 1 year, we don't know who we will see, but it will be a power-filled vibration, because you are stepping into you more than you ever have in this existence or the last seven. You're completing a cycle in this time. So we honor that. Yes. Yes. And you, dearest, come on over all your jewels. We do know you put a spell on your jewelry.
Love.
The spell of love, that is it. And when people look into your heart and look into your eyes and look into the jewels that are your soul, they feel that love. You have a gift. It is time to let go of that business of lack. It is time to let go of that old program of thinking that you can't do it because of that pesky thing that they call money. All of we know you're saying it's easy for you to say. We know you know this. Mm-hmm. We know the wisdom that comes through you for others. Now listen to that wisdom for yourself. And know that that love that you send out in all these bubbles will work. Huh?
Yeah.
Trust that energy. For as you see that vibration, know that you will always be able to acknowledge that. Know that all that people have ever told you about yourself, tell yourself what you are choosing. Divine health. You know, one of the reasons that you've had those opportunities So you can overcome them. To overcome them, you are a clear channel. That fluttering, that is not nervous, that is channel. Practice. Hone it. Trust it. Know it. Anchor that energy here. You are divine. And allow it to come forth. As we watch for your YouTube channel. yes. And with that YouTube channel, know that you no longer can remain invisible either. Mm. You try.
Yes.
Doesn't work. Why would you want to be? It worked for you when you were younger. Are you ready to let that go?
Yes.
Take a deep breath. Breathe. That need for invisibility is about safety. You are safe, you are love, and you are loved. You are safe no matter where you go. And if you feel there's a situation that feels unsafe, you have the power to change it now. For you are a powerful being of light. And you carry rocks in your pocket. Huh? And you who has learned so much about new ways, new things, new ways to connect, if you accept them. Do you? Mm-hmm. It's a whole new vibration here. You no longer have to pull anybody's energy through your own body. Do you know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that I was doing that.
Yes, you are.
Oh, you mean Clarissa?
Anybody's energy through your body that you work with. That you experience life with. When you do healing work,
yes, that's what I
you pull that energy here. Some of it is getting stuck.
I'm not sure I know what you mean. I use her. I don't like to use my own energy when I do healing.
I know that is your intention, but something is not being effective.
Okay.
When did you start doing that?
Clarissa, she told me she was part of me, but she's blue, so
woohoo! We love blue people.
Yes. So she's, I think I don't know.
So we don't believe it is a human person.
What?
So Listen to us.
Okay.
You are learning a brand new way to work. Mm-hmm. You are expanding your energy. You are channeling in a brand new way. Be not afraid of it.
Okay.
Remember, when you go to do energy work or healing work on someone else, mm-hmm. to set the intention that their energy does not come through your body.
Okay.
And then set it again.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Trust that energy.
Okay.
Trust that vibration. You are very powerful.
Okay.
And you know this. So breathe into that. And that intention, that energy, is about the beauty of you. The vibration. It is good to see you again. Yes. Good to honor that vibrational energy with you. And know that each time you honor this, it gets clearer and clearer, and you raise above and above, higher and higher. Woohoo, I'll be pulling you off the ceiling next. That is true. So trust that. Trust that intention. And with that intention, your energy is growing so much that you are getting new information. You are reorganizing the cells of your body. Woohoo! Can they reorganize in a different way? As you reorganize those cells, know that sometimes it's just about being still and just allowing that information. You are very clear for everyone. We believe you are very clear for yourself. So don't take personally those things that are flipped off around you. You understand what we say? Mm-hmm. But sometimes you get the opportunity to say, what is it that Anita wants? Mm-hmm. And that is what you get. Dearest Ramon, who does not work for the hotel, and we are thankful. And the vessel Marilyn should have her eyes checked because she can't see that far, she says. You are getting clearer and clearer. Get your conscious mind out of the way. And know when you're not trying so hard, the information comes in so well. And with that information that comes in so well, that vibration is clear. Understand what we say? And as that vibration clears, you acknowledge that energy. And as that energy is acknowledged, you have to understand what indeed is happening for you. You have to understand what indeed is connecting. They're saying, what about those people back there? We're not ready for them yet. Instead, we come to you. The one with the feather at her neck, huh? Very powerful feather. Understand and know that what happened this weekend is a reorganization of your own chakra system. So you will get the opportunity to acknowledge that brilliance, acknowledge that bright every day when you wake up in the morning. We want you to breathe into your root chakra and go all the way up to your crown, then anchor your soul star chakra and anchor your earth chakra for the next 21 days. Oh, hand on something sacred, right? What else do I have to do for the next 21 days? Huh? This is very powerful because that chakra is going to move you into the next level. You understand? Yes. Ah, dearest divine Heather. Your brilliance, brilliant light, brilliant vibration, brilliant connection, brilliant you. You are shifting your own consciousness, eh? You are moving in ways that you've never done so before. And that is a power-filled intention. It is not always easy, but you are making it easier by your sheer joy. And that joy comes through and anchors the vibration of love right here. And as you expand that vibration out, this world is shifting. And we honor you for that. Ah, it's the tall man. We heard all the discussion about the tall man move these rocks.
Am I taller than you?
We believe while you're sitting down, we are taller than you. And we are only small in this dimension. You see, our vessel Marilyn is actually much, much taller in other dimensions. But can you imagine how intimidating she would be? Yes, yes. Understand that you also are moving to a whole new level. That with that whole new level, you are anchoring in the energy of love. You are anchoring in the energy of speaking. You may have a radio show with this fellow back here, huh? Or your own YouTube channel, maybe. Because we have information that you have that needs to go out into the world. You understand what we say?
Yes.
It might be time to gather men around you and let them know that it's all right, that they are safe. It's like the Lemurian sisterhood. You have the Lemurian masculine energy. Lemurian manhood. And as you do, trust that you have a divine vibration here with this sweetheart, this wondrous being of light that is so gentle, that is connected to the elfin kingdom. Huh? You know this, yes? That you see the plants, the light, the elementals, you hear them and you weep when they weep. You get the opportunity to educate the beings of this humanity. These plants, this earth needs your energy. And you both together make a marvelous match. And you can expand that energy to teach. Trust that. Ah. Yes. As we dance together, huh? With that dance, know that your vibration is also raising. Well, everyone in this room, their vibration may never be the same again. And with that vibration that is never the same again, how fun can that be, huh? Yes. You will receive information and you will be writing it down or recording it and sending it off for translation, transcription. Or maybe translation, maybe. Huh? So as you do, know that your channel is becoming clearer and clearer. The light language is coming through you, yes? You are an activator. You activate all that come in contact with you. You shift something in their bodies. And you expand that energy. And for that we are grateful. Trust who you are. Yes. Honor who you are. We don't want to drip on you, so we're going to just wipe this away, huh? And now we're all disinfected, huh? Thank you. Dearest light being, trust. Trust, trust. We know you do. You are raising the future. We know you know that. You are the future. We know you know that as well. So as you are connecting, as your vibration is raising, know that that frequency is something you still can handle. You are peace. What do they say? Peace from Kryon. You are peace from Ruchi. That is who you are. So trust that energy. Ah. Dearest, we get to activate your feet as well. You see, there are no accidents, are there? It's all perfect. Yes, as are you. So with that energy of perfection, trust, 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 trust. Your light is bright. You're moving in a new way. We want you to put some music on in your living room and dance. Wiggle your body. Dance away. It's been a long time since you've danced, huh? Time to dance again and remove this blockage in your throat. We love you. Yes. When you who are reformatting your brain. Ready for that one? Yes. Breathe into your own love. Breathe into your own vibration. Allow. You see, our vessel Marilyn is empathic. You see how that affects? So what does she do? Does she feel that pain? She just clogs it up. Like a hairball. works very much better that way. So what we want you to do is hold that vibration of healing right there. See it coming through. Breathe. You have to breathe in this lifetime. We know it's a shock. But you do. So trust that energy. Ah. You get much more information than you think you do. You're just afraid to say it. We have this line of people here that have their throats all clogged up, their eyes are all watering out. Babaji says all bodily fluids are sacred. We won't ask you to kiss the Kleenex, however. Our paper is sacred too. So with that energy, with that vibration, know that it is time for you to open your heart chakra. It is time for you to clear that blockage that you've got there. It is not a physical thing. It is emotional. Are you ready to let it go? Good. And so it is. Trust that you do have something to say. Because in that volume of words, in that volume of energy, look at that. I love it when the path clears, huh? In that volume of energy and information, trust. Trust who you are. Trust your light. Trust that you are a teacher. You are a speaker. You are an elf.
That's a new one.
Yes, yes. That's because you carry that vibration of joy and protection of this planet. And with that energy, that is very powerful. So trust that, huh? And honor it. And you, who goes in every body of water she can find, anchoring in that new energy, anchoring in that new vibration, anchoring in the new heart, anchoring in that new frequency. Know that things may change very drastically in the next year for the better. How flexible can you be? You what? You're willing. You're willing for what? To be flexible. No matter what comes. Could we write this day down? Yeah, that's what we wanted. That willingness. And trust. As that trust comes in, you who are opening up a new chapter in your world, you who are anchoring that vibration, and in that vibration, that new chapter is going to... You just cannot imagine where it's headed. Don't even try. It is more powerful than you think. Your music opens the energy. Your voice opens the soul. So trust that information, huh? And you, indigo, we've got so many wonderful indigos here. Beings of light, connecting, honoring, trusting. Trusting that vibration. That energy is coming through you. Do not back down. We know you're quiet. Yes. Are you ready to speak? Good. Because it would be good, because we were opening your chakra anyway. Yes. Trust that vibration, for as you trust the vibration, we're going to just... However, so Marilyn is always very surprised that we can turn a microphone on and off. You know, she does it all the time. We learn. We know that there's a human body that wraps around that little roundness that she is. Oh, look, we've got fresh ones. We love it. We'll just put them in the brackets. That is what they are for, yes? And they make the brackets bigger. That is what people love. Oh, dearest. You are moving in also a new direction. You are connecting to souls in a new way. We want you to shift a bit of this and expand it to teach online. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Yes. Work on that online and with that energy, that because everyone needs one of those or something very similar. And in that energy, you are teaching and not selling. Huh? You understand? Trust that energy and know that it is good that you're not translating all this, eh? Lucia, dearest divine. When we met you several centuries ago, we said, this one is special. She's coming in a new way. She's anchoring in a new vibration. She's anchoring in a new frequency. And all she has to do is show up and know that that vibration is clear. And as she is showing up, the world is showing up for you. Trust that energy. Trust that vibration and know that everything is going to be changing in the next year. Woo-hoo. Lots of change in this room, eh? Mm-hmm. We'll have to meet back again next year, eh? Yes. See what all happens. So in that vibration, know that the divine connection is coming through. So trust it. Ah, dearest magic man, on the day celebrating your birth, how perfect is that? You are also, know that you are a master manifester, master teacher, master speaker. We are honored that you have chosen to come back here and help, because obviously there needs to be a lot of it. And you are here. In that inspiration, you carry the vision. Keep your ego out of the way. Clear channel. Trust that energy. And even when there's an interaction of distraction, you are still clear here and here. Trust that information. So with that connection, know that no matter what happens, a fresh piece of paper is always on the way. And we teach you something. That this, even though all bodily fluids are sacred, it is waste. It is waste. You don't need this any longer. And do you know what you do with things you don't need any longer? Get rid of them. Because they no longer serve your highest good nor your highest joy. And the joy is saying, do you see what time it is? So we have 7 minutes to pack up. And yet, we know that you are a being of light, that you are really just now anchoring in. Your vision, your message, your teaching. And we are so excited. We told you 9 years ago this was what was happening. You think, oh, how can that happen? This and this and this and this and this and money and money and money and business and business and business. And then it happened mystically, didn't it? Boom, it's done. That is you. Boom, it's done. Intention. Elevated emotion. Feeling it in the cells of your body. Taking action. When the action presents, it's done, huh? We wish that we could spend all night with you. Oh, we will. Huh? We will. We absolutely will. We'll visit you in your dreams. Huh? Yes, because we love you so much. We do wish to play a song, however, because we want you to know that as much as you think it is easy, when you feel it is easy, it becomes easier, eh? Mm-hmm. And she's saying, I don't know how easy it's going to be to pack up all this equipment and get out of here in, oh, plenty of time. You know, we love fresh paper. Do you know why we love fresh paper? It represents all things. All things. It is like the blank card. You know, all things are coming in with ease and grace. Yes? And with ease and grace, you take care of your physical body, and anything that no longer serves, don't eat off that plate. Anything sacred, sacred. Oh, well, here. Yeah. We'll rub it in there. Huh? With that energy, know that you are sacred as well. The reason we conclude with a song is because sometimes the music takes off where the emotional, physical, logical body can't seem to get to. And the music brings and elevates your emotion, elevates our energy. So what are you choosing to be easy in your life? Your channeling ability? Your new life? Everything, yes. Yes, everything. Let's let everything be easy. And with everything that is easy, know that you are as well. We heard you were easy here. Yeah. And know that that vibration, that intention that you are setting is following through. But you're the one that gets to take the action. You're the one that gets to remove the ego from the new channeling software. You're the one that gets to say, what is that? I tap it into my body and know that I'm getting healthier, stronger, better looking if you want. Although we don't know how that could be possible. Because you're all beautiful, wondrous light beings. Practice, practice, practice. Remember what you agreed to. Without knowing. Did we miss anyone? We don't believe so. It is amazing how that works, isn't it? Trust. Trust your energy. Trade phone numbers. Trade emails. Practice with each other. We need more channels in the world. And you are some of the best. Trust who you are. Trust that it will be easy. And listen to the cells and the words of this song. The notes that change the timbre of the world. The words are good, eh?
gonna let it be easy. I'm gonna make the choice every day to trust my voice.
Trust your voice.
And let it be
easy.
So easy.
Get it in the cells of your body. You can stand, that's fine. Get it in the cells. You've been sitting for 3 days.
I used to run around, beat myself to the ground. I thought this was the way to be. I thought that true success was having so much stress, till I heard a voice calling to me.
Isn't that what you
want? Saying, let it be easy. See the light. I won't work all day and night. I vow to take good care of me. I don't need to run a race. Well, I choose an ease and grace, enjoying the ride effortlessly.
Allow yourself to be seen and trust your voice. We bid you namaste.